Masech Demai Perek Zayin Mishnah He. This Mishnah is also going to talk about a situation where somebody is unable to separate Terumot Ma'asrot from his Tevel before Shabbat. The Mishnah says he can make some sort of declaration similar to the previous Mishnah, but this Mishnah is going to be talking about solid foods as opposed to liquids, and same thing, Tevel. How does a person permit Tevel to have on Shabbat? Mishnah says, "Hayulu te'anim shel tevel betoch beto v'hu bebet hamidrash u'basadeh." If a person had 100 figs of tevel inside his house, but he wasn't home, on Erev Shabbat on Friday, he was learning Torah in the Bet Midrash, or he was working in the field, and he's nervous. He doesn't think he's going to get home on time to actually separate his figs before Shabbat begins, and he wanted to enjoy those figs on Shabbat. What can he do? Omer shinet te'anim shani atid lahafrish. He says, 2 figs that I'm going to separate after Shabbat, Saturday night when Shabbat's fully over, harehen teruma. These are going to be considered teruma. These are teruma. They'll count towards my teruma. Ve'eser ma'aser rishon. 10 additional figs that I will separate after Shabbat's over are going to count as my ma'aser rishon. Ve'tesha ma'aser sheni. And 9 additional figs that I'll separate again after Shabbat are going to be designated as my ma'aser sheni, that I'm going to have to either bring up to Jerusalem and eat, or be podeh, redeem them for coins, and then use those coins in Jerusalem. That's going to count as my ma'aser sheni. And once he does that, he's allowed to eat the figs on Shabbat. But again, as long as he leaves over these, 21 figs that he just designated, he has to leave those over to after Shabbat and actually designate them at that point. The same principle of Beredah applies here, that he can retroactively say that these really were Terumot U'Ma'asrot the whole time, even from Friday or from the entire Shabbat. A person can do that in order so that he can enjoy these figs on Shabbat. So this was all talking about when he has Tevel, something that definitely did not have Terumot U'Ma'asrot separated from it. But if the figs were Demai, he makes a different type of declaration, because there's no need to separate teruma, as we learned, when a person has demai. We can assume that the Am Haaretz already separated demai, the teruma from the demai. And same thing with Ma'aser Rishon. Ma'aser Rishon, he doesn't actually have to leave it over because of the principle of Hamotzi Mehavero Alav Hare'ayad. If somebody has the burden of proof, is on the Levi to say that Terumot U'Ma'asrot were never taken from this batch. So therefore, when it comes to Ma'aser Rishon, I have to designate it, but once it's already designated, I can keep it. So therefore, the previous declaration that a person makes wouldn't be appropriate over here, so he'd make a different type of declaration. Mishnah doesn't talk about that now. Hayu Demai. If the figs that he had were Demai, they weren't Tevel, Omer, Mashani Atid Lahafrish. He says, that fig that I'm going to separate after Shabbat, Harehu Ma'aser, is going to be designated as Ma'aser Rishon. So he only has 1 out of the 10 figs that he needs to get to the complete Ma'aser Rishon. So he does 1 out of the 10 that he needs. Ushar Ma'aser Samuchlo. And the rest of the Ma'aser Rishon is going to be the figs, the other 9 figs that are next to it. Zesha Asiti Ma'aser, that one fig that I held in my hand, or that I clearly spoke about. Because he's not home and he can't hold it in his hand. That he clearly spoke about. That one that is going to be my Ma'aser Rishon that was next to the other 9 is going to be Asui Terumat Ma'aser Alav. Count that as my Terumat Ma'aser. Let that one fig be the Terumat Ma'aser that technically a Levi has to give a Kohen. And that one fig I'm not going to be able to eat. But the other 9 I'm going to be able to allow to eat. Because again, Ma'aser Rishon just needs designation, doesn't need a person to actually separate it. And therefore, this person can eat those other 9. This one fig that counts as Terumat Ma'aser, he's not allowed to eat. U'Ma'aser Sheni Bisfono U'Bedromo. And the Ma'aser Sheni for those 100 figs is designated on the north side of the pile or the south side of the pile. U'Mcholal Al Hama'ot. And it's redeemed onto coins that I've set aside for this purpose. A person can do that. He can declare, oh, that's going to be my Ma'aser Sheni that I have to take up to Jerusalem. But he doesn't actually have to do anything to those figs, because he says the holiness, the sacred concept of Ma'aser Sheni will transfer on to these coins. And once he transfers it onto these coins, he can eat all of those figs that he designated as Ma'aser Sheni on Shabbat as well. And throughout this entire process, there's only going to be one fig afterwards, after Shabbat, that you have to actually separate, which counts as ma'aser, it counts as his terumat ma'aser, that he can't eat. But everything else, those other 99 figs, he basically can eat. Terumah was taken care of, because he's demai. You don't have to separate terumah from demai. You can assume that the Am Ha'aretz already did. Ma'aser Rishon, he's allowed to eat. He just has to designate, because Levi's burden of proof, to bring that it was that terumot and ma'asot were never separated. Ma'aser Sheni got transferred onto ma'ot. The holiness got transferred onto coins. So he just left with terumat ma'aser, which is sacred, and he can't transfer, and he has to leave over and not eat.